Watch, comedian Kill Tony roasts SH Thul San Francisco. Somalis, tells his favorite Trump joke, names his biggest political loser of 2025. By Warner Todd Houston on December 25, 2025. The All In podcast hosted a wonderful Christmas season event featuring comedian Tony Hinchcliffe with the hosts and guests presenting their Bestie Awards, and a Kill Tony special. The podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire venture capitalists David Sachs, David Friedberg, and Jason Calacanis, brought on Hinchcliffe to replace Chamath Palihapitiya, who was unable to make the show that night. And Hinchcliffe came out swinging in a fantastic roast of the billionaire hosts. Hinchcliffe first took aim at the shithole San Francisco after taking the stage. "You guys live here in San Francisco?" he asked the audience. "What? A shithole," he added. He went on to joke that San Francisco is actually worse than a shithole because it would be good to have an actual shithole to put all the shit that is covering the streets into. He then insisted that a shithole would be an actual upgrade. But it wasn't always a shithole. He went on saying, "It used to be so beautiful here. Do you guys remember the intro to Full House? The house is still full because 23 Somalians live in it now." Tony Hinchcliffe on San Francisco, "It's actually worse than a shithole. It used to be so beautiful. Do you remember the intro to Full House? The house is still full because 23 Somalians live in it now." pic.twitter.com/O2U9KUSEVO. ALX, at Elks, December 25, 2025. He also blasted the audience for spending so much money to attend the event when California has so much homelessness. "California, more homeless people than any other state. People are struggling and you assholes paid $500 to watch billionaires talk to each other," Hinchcliffe joked. "God bless America." After noting that all four multimillionaires on the podcast are friends with Elon Musk, Hinchcliffe had a suggestion on what Elon could do with his SpaceX rockets. "Can you guys tell Elon to use his rockets for something positive like immigration?" he said. "Do you have any idea how fast you can get illegal immigrants back to where they came from on a fucking rocket? I looked into this. It's 26 seconds from here to Tijuana, Mexico," he exclaimed. "It's simple. You take the rocket, you fill it with illegal immigrants, you blast that bitch up in the air, right? You let Elon do his fancy little parallel parking thing that he likes to do," he joked. "You empty the illegal immigrants, you fill it with avocados. Yes, no tariffs on these avocados." In another segment, he joked that the super rich podcast hosts have been accused of living in an echo chamber with their podcast. And then he took a shot at Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. "There are some critics on the left that say the hosts of All In are all too conservative, calling it an echo chamber. An echo chamber is also how Marjorie Taylor Greene's ex-husband refers to her pussy," Hinchcliffe riffed. Later, after Hinchcliffe finished his roast segment and sat down on the main couch, he was asked who he thinks is a political winner for 2025. And Hinchcliffe insisted that Donald Trump is the clear winner. "I'm just a big fan of this president," Hinchcliffe said of Donald Trump. "People can say that I might kiss ass and that comedians shouldn't. There's this thing that I've been hearing where people are like, you know, comedians should be punching up, not punching down. You're supposed to make fun of the big thing. Well, if everybody is making fun of that one thing, then I think it's kind of funny to go the other way and to push it up. So, I literally have in my stand-up set pro-Trump jokes, which nobody's fucking doing," he explained. He added that one of his favorites is to joke about Trump's autograph. "I make fun of his autograph," Hinchcliffe said. "If I say he has the most obnoxiously cool autograph in the world, it looks like Lizzo's heart rate." David Sachs chimed in to say that Trump has the best sense of humor. "Must be, of any president we've ever had. Hysterical." And Hinchcliffe added that he talks to comedians and they tell him they think Trump is one of the funniest people in the country today. Hinchcliffe also had a suggestion for the biggest political loser of 2025. "Mine's Gavin Newsom," Hinchcliffe said of his political loser. "I mean, the hair is great," Jason Calacanis replied. But, Hinchcliffe struck back saying, "Yeah. That's enough for you liberals to be impressed by. Oh, he's got hair. Fucking amazing," Hinchcliffe said sarcastically. Calacanis quickly moved on, though, and didn't let Hinchcliffe explain why he thinks Newsom is the biggest loser. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.